In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, as we are already in this first Sunday of Lent, we know that if it is important in Lent to give up some things, the heart of Lent is not just giving up something. Rather, what really matters is that at the end of this Lent, I want to be able to do something I cannot currently do, and to become someone I am currently not. The ultimate goal of Lent is not giving up something. The ultimate goal of Lent is to look like Jesus. In order to do something I currently cannot, I have to begin to do something I have not yet done. This Lent will not be to do just something I do every year. It is better to do something I have not yet done. In the Old Testament, we see Moses guiding the people of God from a place of slavery to a place of freedom. He did not take them from there to there. They had to go through. For them, the desert and its wilderness was the way to go through, the place of training. Why did they have to do that? Why did they have to go through this unpleasant and wild place? They were very afraid of that. They didn't like it. Why did they have to endure that? The answer is simple. It is because they had been slaves for 400 years, four centuries of slavery. Consequently, they didn't know anymore how to live like free people. They had the mindset of slaves. They were fearful all the time. They felt unable to win. They didn't have the courage to fight for the promised land. They even preferred to live in bondage as long as they had a promise of security. After they left Egypt, along the way, they told Moses of all their complaints because they no longer had food in abundance, like fruits, onions, leeks, melons, and meat. In the wilderness of the desert, they had nothing but manna. And they had enough of this miraculous bread. Moses had to lead them through the desert because they didn't know to live other than being slaves. A real training was needed to become free people and reaching the promised land. They needed to be trained through the desert for that. The desert of Lent is given to us, and today we are with our Lord in the desert, so that we are able to be trained. The desert of Lent is the spiritual place where all the things we trust are finally put away. The desert is a place of training, a place of testing, a place of trial, and all the things I trust in are absent. In Lent, we put down our comforts and our crutches, all the things that we use to build a gap between God and ourselves, such as distractions, noise, diversions, and all the things that we cling to. Whatever I decide to do for Lent or to give up, I am entering a place of training and testing, so it cannot be something I have already done last year. and called them to go somewhere, somewhere new, and to put down what I hold tight. What is that? Maybe the device that I use to insulate myself and avoid praying, avoid thinking. Maybe it's food or distraction. All these things that I use to avoid a face-to-face with my Lord. I use all these things because I trust them more than I trust God. When I put all that down, I enter the desert. The desert is difficult, but it's also a place requesting resilience. The space between not being able and becoming able is painful. It's a training place. The space in between slavery and God is often connected with a temptation, the temptation to give up. It is so frustrating, I just want to give up. I really want to skip this training space, but the truth about that is very simple. The only way out is through. I just have to know that God leads me as He was leading His people from slavery to the Promised Land, through the desert. The only way out is through. When you experience frustration, discouragement, or temptation to give up in the desert of Lent, that is called training. It's a difficult space, but also the soul develops frustration. Frustration / tolerance. And you remind yourself when you are in the midst of your desert that it is called training, Lenten training. This is you and I learning, this is you and I, dear faithful, growing. In Lent, we learn to enjoy, to love this frustration / tolerance / resilience, because it is 40 days in the training space. When our Lord Jesus spent 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, He was not in a rush to get out. And He shows us the way, the spiritual way, where the soul is trained. I would like to share with you my priestly experience, but when my priestly experience in St. Stanislaus community especially, when I meet for the first time with someone who wants to be baptized or who is willing to join the Catholic Church, I always tell this person, before we start together to study the Catechism of the Catholic Church, before anything, start acting as a Catholic. Go to Mass. Do the sign of the cross. Pray the rosary. Build your daily time of mental prayer. Start acting as a Catholic right now. If you want to move from here to there, start now. Start living as a Catholic now. You cannot, unfortunately, yet receive the sacrament of the Church, but please start acting as a Catholic now. And this is true for us in Lent. How to go from slavery to holiness? Start acting and start moving now. Start cutting the chains of slavery now. You don't know how and when you will attain the goal. Don't worry about that. Start walking in the desert of your soul now. Just begin. Start praying. Start a deeper sacramental life now. Start fasting, because God will respond to your needs much better than the materialistic slaver of Western abundance. Start as well to put aside some material goods for your Lenten almsgiving. You and I, dear faithful, we need to go from here to there. And the best way to do that is to start moving. After the recent parish mission we just received, listening to the teaching of a humble Capuchin priest, Father Joseph Tuscan, here there is an invitation. This Lent, be bold, be courageous, train and trust. We need to learn what it is to be free. For that, we enter the desert, putting down comfort and crutches, knowing that God is leading us as He led the people of Israel, who, like you and I, were unable to attain the promised land without Him. Lent is not a training to become tough or heroic. Rather, our certainty is that God is leading us and training us. The world is a very large desert. The Lord is taking us somewhere, and the only way out is through the desert, which is a place of the Lenten way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.